Today in the Laws of Prayer, let's do chapter 117. This is Dinei Birchas Hashanim Uboi Hei Sifim, the laws in the blessing for the years. You may want to have a hold a sitter by you, but there's one here. Blessings of the years. Basically, in this blessing, we're asking for our livelihood, for our sustenance, and we're asking for Hashem to bless the land. Most of the people used to make their living in the olden days from the agriculture, you know, if it was a good season, it was, good for everybody. Bad season was bad for everybody. You see, in all of our prayers in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we also always discussing about the growing in the fields, also the Torah, the holidays. The Torah is always associating with the time of harvest, with the time that you bring into the house. That was the main thing. But in any event, we know that we ask for rain in the winter seasons in the blessing of Shanim, it's called, the blessing of the year, for a good year. We're asking Hashem, Baruch Aleinu Sashana Zos Letova, bless this year, make it good. Good, make good year, meaning, so we're asking for the whole year, a good agriculture year, a good rain, a good season, a good crop season, this season as we hope. So he says like this, subsection 1, Birchas Sashonim Tzorich Lishol Bamotar B'Maisa Gisham. During the rain season, which is in the winter, you should ask for rain. For what reason did they set asking for rain in the blessing of the years? Because rain is a sustenance, it sustains it. So that's why they set it in the blessing that we're asking for our sustenance. We're asking for Baruch Aleinu Shana Zoi, so we're asking for the rain because the rain is part of it. When do we start asking for rain? So he says like this, Maschilin Lisho Be'eretz Yisrael, in Israel, they begin to ask for rain, Zaymileil Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan, from the night of the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, 7th day of Cheshvan, from that night, from Mariv, on the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan, they start asking V'Sein Talamotor. Why? Why in Israel do we start in 7th day of Cheshvan? Lifishihi Eretz Horim, because it's a mountainous land. Utzricha L'gshomim Miyad Achar HaChag. It needs rain immediately after Sukkot. It needs after the Chag. It needs rains immediately. V'hoyu Rohu Lishol Bo Miyad Achar HaChag. It would have been fitting to ask for rain immediately after Sukkot, not wait till the 7th day of Cheshvan, but right after Sukkot. Elosh ichru hashaylo tezvov yomim achar hachag. But they delayed the asking for 15 days after the festival. Kidei sheyagia achrin shebi Yisrael sheolo leregel lebeisa lenahar pros. So that the last one amongst the Jewish people who had gone up to Ali Leregel, I mean, went up by foot to see for during the holiday to the Beis HaMikdash, so he should be able to get home back to the Euphrates River, Nahar Peros, to the Euphrates River. That's the distance that he walked. It takes him 15 days to get there. Shumokim Yishuv Ayoyser Rochak Yerushalayim. That is the furthest settled place from Yerushalayim, is by the Nahar Peros. And he should not be delayed, he should not be held back by the rain. So that's why we waited with asking for the rain. We don't want the rain to come until he gets home. Now, this seems to be something which was applicable in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the people used to go up for Aliyah Leregel. They used to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. What about nowadays? Unfortunately, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash. People don't go up. So why should we not start with asking for rain immediately after Sukkot? So he says in the parenthesis like this, Va'af la'achar ha'churban, that even after the destruction of the temple, the Beis Hamikdash, ho'yu mis'asfim gamkein mikol ha'sivas b'Yerushalayim l'regel. They would gather from all surrounding areas to Yerushalayim for the festival. As we do today too. So notwithstanding the fact that there's no Bet HaMikdash, there's no temple, and there's no real Ali Regal, still people would gather and come to Yerushalayim for the holiday. Therefore, they had not nullified this institution instituted by the sages that they instituted that asking for rain in Eretz Yisrael should be at the seventh day of Cheshvan. Even though it doesn't apply today, they continue to do that because people would still gather around, and that's the way it remained.
You once shared with us also that if we had gotten the rain immediately, we couldn't sit in the sukkah.
That's for sukkahs itself.
Yeah.
But here we're talking about after sukkah, right? So asking for rain on sukkahs is of course not fitting, because then you can't sit in the sukkah. On the contrary, then it shows like Hashem doesn't want you to sit in the sukkah. That wouldn't be good. Yeah, but the point, we mentioned this from, earlier, why we don't even praise Hashem for, here we're talking about asking for rain. We're talking about the Birchas Hashanim where we ask for rain. But earlier we mentioned, Bashiva Ruach Merid HaGeshem. So over there we said the reason we waited until Shemini Atzeres to say Mashiv Ruach Merid HaGeshem, because rain on Sukkot would not be good for us. So that's what we don't even mention. There's two things. There is praising Hashem for the rain, which is Mashiv Ruach Merid HaGeshem, which comes in the second Brach Ata Gibor. And then we have asking Hashem for rain, which comes in the Brach of Birchas Hashanim. So that's where I said, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said over there, that it wouldn't be good on Sukkot. But here we're talking about immediately after Sukkot, that would be.
So it's 2 weeks after Sukkot ends?
That's right. 2 weeks after Sukkot ends. Now, this applies in Israel. Why did we say in Israel? Because in Israel, it's a mountainous area where they need lots of rain, they need rain earlier. But in Bavel, or Bebavel, in Babylonia, or Kiyotzeba, or other places that are similar to where the weather is similar to Bavel, or the land over there is not mountainous. She'eino eretz horim k'eretz Yisrael. It's not a mountainous air land as the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein tzorich l'gshom miyad achar ha'chag. It does not require, doesn't need rain right after the chag. So maschilin b'leil tes b'leil samach achar t'kufas tishrei. We start on the 60th day after the Tekufa, the season of Tishrei. The Yom HaTekufa, the day of the season, the Yom HaShaila, and the day that we ask, Heim Bechlal HaSamach, are part of the 60, Nimtza La'olam Beis Yomim Bein HaTekufa L'Shaila. So it turns out that there is 2 days in between the Tekufa, the season, when the season begins, to the time we ask. So she'im ha'tekufa b'yom aleph, if we should ask, if the Tekufa is on a Sunday, hash'aylo hi b'leil dalet, then the asking would be on the night of the 4th, there will be a Monday and Tuesday in between. B'samach yom elu, these 60 days, we don't count them at 24. But even if the tkufa falls in the day, we start asking on the night of the 60th from that day. So we don't need it to be a full 24-hour day. So basically, there is the seasons are divided into six seasons. Like we have, there's six seasons. Every season consists of 60 days. Okay, so it turns out that we have 365 days in the year. So if you have six times 60, you're going to have 360. You're going to have 360, so which is approximately, and then you have the extra few extra days. Every season, but then, you know, what happens is, there's a date like we have today. There's a date that the summer starts, there's a date that spring and winter and the fall goes to six, like it says in the Pasuk, when after the Mabul it says, Koyer v'choyim kaitz v'choydev. It talks about the six different seasons that they will always continue to be. So those, and there's basically 2 months per season. So basically, the season from the season's beginning, what he's saying over here, till you ask, is going to be exactly 60 days. The day of asking and the day of the season. And even if the season comes out on a middle of the day, we don't need 24 hours for it, then we won't come. But that's considered already a day. And the day we start asking would be the next, would be... So if you have... let's see, so 49 is 7 weeks. So 8 weeks would be how much? It would be 56, right? It would be 56. 56, and therefore, so the 56th day will be the last day of the week. Okay, 56 days later, so if you start on Sunday, the 56th day, sixth day will be Saturday, right? So, therefore, in this case, so let's say, so that's why, in the case over here where he says, let's say the Tkufa is on Sunday, so the 56th day will be on Shabbos, Sunday will be the 57th, Monday will be the 58th, Tuesday will be the 59th, and on the 60th day, which is the night, which Wednesday is always going to be, so you know, from the time of the season, so Wednesday will be the 60th day, will be the time when we ask for rain. Alright, so that's the way it's done in Babylonia, and that's the day it's done in places that are similar to the land, similar to Babylonia, to Babel.
When you were talking about the furthest spot by the Euphrates, where right? You go back, the
15 settlement.
Is that anywhere near Babylonia?
Should be. The Euphrates River runs over there. Now, Ba'anu min hogenu ki b'nei Babel b'chol mokim. We, our custom is, as the people do it in Babel, every place, we do it like in Babel. We do it 60 days from the Tkufa. That's what we do. 60 days, you know, from the Tkufa. One of the Tkufa is, that's what we do. That's when we start asking what. The Yeshatamu v'chol kalzeh. And there were those, some people were surprised, were wondering, and they disagree. They say, we would, even though the general, the rule is that we're going to follow after the sages that lived in Babylonia, and we will do as they said, we will follow the ruling of the people of Babel when they disagree with the sages. When the Babel sages disagree with the sages of Eretz Yisrael, we will follow this order of Babel. Basically, we have the Babylonian Talmud and we have the Jerusalem Talmud. And if there's a dispute between them, we'll go by the Babylonian Talmud. We won't go by the Jerusalem Talmud. And that is Mnesha Talmud Babli Hu Iker, because the main study is the Babylonian Talmud. That's the main, that has... That's the stronger one. That's the main. Zehu bedavar isur vecheter v'chiv v'ptur v'tumah v'tadu. This only applies in matters that are either prohibited or permissible, or you're obligated or exempt, or it's pure and not pure. And if there is a dispute, we're going to go by the sages of Babel and not by the sages of Chochmah if they disagree in any of these situations. Oh, that's a very good question. And the answer for that is, it says elsewhere, is that the Babylonian sages, there was more of a give and take in the Talmud, so you can more clearly come up with the resolution. If your statement is challenged, then you can sort of come up with the resolution. If it's not challenged, then it's... So I guess that has to do with that, but we'll read elsewhere. But the law is always like the Babylonian Talmud. The sages are considered to be adept, even though Israel's Torah is considered in a way greater, but because there is machshakim hashemani, because there is a given, they can figure out better. It's something like when you come before a judge, so you have the attorneys arguing the cases. So if there's arguments, a lot of arguments, you can clarify the laws better when you have both arguments. If there's less arguments, sometimes it's not as clear. But in any event, so Abu B'Dover had totally betzayde chashav. But when we're talking about a matter which hinges on the need of the time, there is no change to violate the words of the Torah. It is fitting that we should go after so he says, Amish Lilach Lilach Achar Hashonim Bahamukhaimiz Vazman. Then it is fitting to go by the Israel time. This is a word missing, it is not so clear to me. 1 second. I don't know, it's missing like a word, but he says basically we should follow the time, the years, the places, and the time which is in Israel. Why? Because it says Shabavel Sheikhenes Amayim Rabin. For Babel rests, there's a lot of water over there by Babel. Vain Tzarech.
Naphtali.
Okay.
I'll get it. So
okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. So Babel sits on a lot of water. It's a different scenario there. Babel doesn't need so much water. It doesn't need rain until 60 days after the tekufa, because there's a lot of water over there. That's one possibility. Or the time of sowing the land was later in Babel, so they didn't need the rain. But in our country, you start sowing from half the month of Tishrei, which means the 15th of Tishrei, and on Hadover Yedua, it's known. The matter is known. If the rain will not come down after, immediately after you begin to sow, shum iskalkel, that is going to ruin. I mean, we can see that if you you sow your like grass, if you plant your seeds. You need a water. We use water. We water ourselves. But over there, they plant the seeds. You need it to rain right away. Why? Because then the birds and the mice will eat up the seeds. So, Lomeloi Nasik Ibn Eretz Yisrael. So, why should we not do like the Ibn Eretz Yisrael? They ask on the rain on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. This is not really something which there is a disagreement between the people of Babel and the people of Eretz Yisrael. So that these should give a reasoning that it's fitting to do so. And they should say we do like them. So we don't have different reasons. One says do it one way, and the other one says do it the other way. We don't have that. Ella, shebe Babel hayoyisim kifi atzarich lahem. In Babel they did as they needed. Uberitzrog fizarich lahem. They did what they needed. So there's really no disagreement over here. Not sure he's using, probably quoting here from the previous, using a lot of words. But basically, in this case, he's saying there's not even a machloikis between Babel and Israel. Everybody is going by their needs, what fits their needs. So, also every land which is very wide, I mean, it's not only subjected to mountainous areas, but it has a lot of space. So it's fitting to do as it's needed for its all. Afilu lishol gishamim meisachamim tzricha lekulo. So you should even ask for rain during the summer months if they need for all of it. Meaning sometimes there's a very large country who has different seasons, different areas. Sometimes they need rain also in the summer months. So this opinion disagrees. They say that you can ask rain whatever you need to. Whatever that needs to. If you're a season, so like you're in Australia, which is cold the summer months over here, ask what you need over there. You don't go by anywhere else, just go by what your needs are. So basically the asking for rain would be hinged upon whatever is needed for you. Now, but that's that opinion. The opinion further says, but what happens that places that need, so he's talking about here, if it's a country which is a wide area, you should do as it needs. But in places that need rain in the summer months, but they're not called a land by themselves. They don't constitute a land. Then we don't treat them as a community. We treat them as individuals. So everybody can ask for what you need. They would ask it in the blessing when God listens to our prayers, which is the place where we put in all our personal blessings. So every individual, if your place needs rain, ask for rain in this Rosh Hashanah Tefillah. But that wouldn't be in the Amidah for everybody, yeah?
I'm just thinking about a place like Oregon that's being inundated by flooding rains. Do Jews honestly ask for rain?
During the time of the season. Okay, that's another thing. Over there you're trying to say because they don't need so much rain. Or they don't want so much rain. I'm not so sure. You know, everything is always green and grassy there. You know, it's like I'm not sure. But in any event, Abo, the Birchas Hashonim, and the Shoy Lushanis mit Beteva Tzibur, Netzerich Atzman. But to change the blessing in the Birchas Hashonim, one is not permitted to change from the coined community way for your needs. So you can't just say, oh, I sowed grass in the summer. I need rain, so I'm going to say the same talamota. You can't do that. You have to go by what the community needs. So you can't do it for what you need. To ask for rain when it's damaging the rest, the majority of the world is being damaged by the rain. Now, if those people made a mistake and they did ask during the blessing of Yerushalayim, we would make them go back. Just like an individual who made the mistake, and even though in their land and they need it. Even in the Shemei Tefillah, over there, each individual asks by himself when they're doing the quiet Amidah. Bitfilas lachash in the quiet mid. Abalein oimrim saying talamotar bitfilas atzibur, but we don't say talamotar by the community prayer. Shechazor sashatz elo maasin lefonu yisbarich b'taynis b'slichus b'zmoirim b'sukum shalmotar. But you appease before Hashem, blessed by fasting, by slichus with songs, verses of rain. But in front, you know, we have, you know, sometimes they needed rain, there wasn't rain, or they needed for whatever reason. They would do other things, but not to change. But the Shliach Tzibur would not explicitly say Saint Talamotar in the Shemaya Tefillah in the preparatory can do that.
That special ceremony we have to order.
Yeah? No, that's on Sukkot. That's when we do, that's where we have a special ceremony. The Rav Geshem, that's what we do the Rav, because that's when we start. That's when we start the Geshem. Yeah.
We said 2 weeks after Sukkot,
so I'm saying to you, there's two things. You can't confuse them. One is to mention the rain, which comes at the beginning, then it's to ask for rain. Right now we're talking about asking for rain. Over there we're talking about mentioning rain as a praise of Hashem. We start praising Hashem for rain earlier than asking for rain. When we say you have to wait for 2 weeks, we're talking about asking for rain. We don't ask for rain until 2 weeks have gone by or until the 60th day of the Tkufa. So anyways, this has been an opinion that has been brought down in the Rosh and in other commentaries they have. However, l'inyan halacha, as far as the halacha goes, l'niskablo svarazu, that idea has not been accepted. Shekvar nogu ma'ilam b'chol tfutzus Yisrael shebechutz l'aretz. It has already been an established custom in all places, in all communities that are outside of Israel. Leilech achar b'nei babel b'zeh, that we follow the Babylonian people in this situation. Ulifizeh, according to this, im eretz achas sricha l'gshom v'meisachamo, if there is a certain land that requires rain in the summer months, afilu irachmas yidayim, even if it's a very wide, big land, kwe Ashkenaz, like this Germany, b'chlol in general, isfarad, that's Spain, b'chlol in general, afilu arsis rabbi l'chofes yidayim, and even many that are big lands, kichidimim, they're still treated as individuals. And they do it during the Shemei Tefillah. They don't do it in the regular Baruch Hashanim. They do it in the Bracha Shemei Tefillah. If there is a certain land that needs rain in the summer months, V'toba Yochid V'shol Motar B'Birchas Hashanim, an individual makes a mistake and asks for rain during the blessing of the year, then he can rely after the fact that Svar doesn't have to daven again, because according to that opinion, he should be saying Saint Talamot Livracha in his country. He doesn't have to go back unless he wants to go back and daven as a nedava, as in a gift. Then he would not have to come up with something new in there if he does daven again. Because you're davening with a sofik. Commission is bar b'simen kuf zayin v'kuf ches, as explained in section 107, 108, in sif aleph, and in 108 in sif yud zayin. V'adin, and the same thing is true. And the practical application would also be, in Ba'artzis Elu, if in our country is Toha Yochid Yisol Motor Mizayim B'Machesh V'Eilech Einem V'Chuyiv Lachzer, if in these countries a person, individual makes a mistake and he asks for rain starting from the seventh day Machesh and on, then he's not obligated to go back. So this would happen is, like, let's say in Israel we said, when did they start asking for rain? On the seventh day of Cheshvan, 60 days of the Tkufa. We're not going to start till the 60th day of the Tkufa, seventh day of Cheshvan. We're going to start 15 days after Yontif. We're not going to start to ask the rain like till the 4th or 5th of December. Okay? So now between Zayin Cheshvan and the 5th of December, there's like 6 weeks over there. I'm not sure exactly, but there's quite a few weeks. So what happens in, especially sometimes you have Israelis coming to this country, you know, but we're not even talking about Israelis, just an American. So you were davening Amidah, you made a mistake, and you said the same Talmud Mutar. So he says, since there is an opinion that says that you should be saying same Talmud Mutar, so therefore you are going to not, you don't have to go ahead and repeat again, you can say, if you said the same Talmud Mutar in the summer, you have to daven again, because that was, but if you said it, because these countries need rain, really, but we're not doing it, so you would have to, he says, if you want, you can daven again, and not have to come up with anything new, but you don't have to daven again. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Just thinking about Eric's question about the Yerushalayim Talmud and the Babylonian Talmud, they both accept the Mishnah that Yehuda Hanasi edited.
Their commentary, basically, on the Mishnah.
Right.
They are. The Mishnah is the heading for both. The Babylonian Talmud is in a commentary on the Mishnah, and the Jerusalem Talmud is a commentary on the Mishnah.
Right. I had heard that the Jerusalem Talmud never got to be totally finished.
There's more gaps over there. Yes, there's more gaps in the Jerusalem Talmud than there is in the Babylonian Talmud. But the Jerusalem Talmud is much more difficult to study and not. Hasn't been as expounded as much as the Babylonian Talmud over the centuries in which we've been studying the Talmud Babylon. It's not so with Talmud Shalom, but they've starting more and more to study, to do, and to learn more. But so this is as far as the Saint Talmud Mutar goes. Based on this, you see clearly that even whole places that need rain in the summer months, they don't do it. So that means in Australia, for example, they would still do it like they do it in Babylonia. They will not do it over there. You don't do it.
Huh? What about the idea of personally?
Okay. That's something that's optional if you want to. I guess people that are maybe in the actual agriculture, but the other people don't pay attention. They just, you know, go to the grocery and buy the food. They don't know that it's, most people don't even know that they think it's packaged. It goes on the shelf or something. You know?